she says a perek bas masech davoy dezora paskin hilchasa b'cholisun shabater b'shishim bein bas v'cholav bein shari surim b'shishim. He's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you mishai like a boss in a kaflut, like in a turnip. But the last corner we don't pass. We pass in the stoli always in shishim. You have 60 times the amount of this, then usually we say you don't taste it. But if you have a guy tasting it and he doesn't taste it even less than that, it'll also be mutter. Just in a case where you can't taste it, then you have to be samech on shishim. So now it's like this. Hilkach, therefore, since we have these three klolim, the klol Allah is like this. Hilkach. Min b'sheina minai dehetera b'tayma. If min falls in b'sheina minai dehetera, then b'tayma pashut, you can taste it. Chur means to say, let's say, truma falls into something else. Rashi says, min b'sheina minai, sh'odim yochol l'hadchim tayma, yishneim shel heter, sh'yochol ben bris l'tayma, again, truma b'chum, right? Let's say a little bit truma, one apple of truma falls in, whether it gets cooked up, falls into a pot, into a soup. So now a kohen can taste the soup, because for him it's mutter. So he's allowed to taste it. If he doesn't taste the apple there, then it's mutter if anybody to eat the soup. That's the case of taima. What's going to be the surah? Let's say in a case, let's say where treifus falls in, or a treifa fish falls into the meat. So here a Jew can't taste it, because he has to have suffered, maybe it's also. So the surah, if an issa falls in, then no Jew can taste it. Then the place is b'kheila. Let a goyish cook taste it. And we could rely on him. And if he tells us that it doesn't taste the issa, it's mutter. But it is only by min b'sheina minay that you could taste it. If an apple falls into a vegetable soup, so you could taste the vegetable soup to see if the apple tastes there or not. Well, what's going to be now min b'minay? Let's say apples fall into an apple. Let's say a piece of meat falls into other one piece of meat that's treifa, falls into other piece of meat that's kosher. So you can't go bosta tasting, because they all taste alike. So when do we say it's boto min b'minoi? The lemos of the lek lemekim at time, we can't rely upon the taste, because it all tastes alike. Then, or else inami, or else in a case of min b'shein, min of the yisura, and also the lek kfeila, what are we going to do in a case, let's say this treifa meat falls into a vegetable soup. So we don't know if the meat gives off taste into vegetables or not. And let's say in a case where there's no goy there, a goy should cook to taste it. So what do you do then? Then the klal is, b'shishim, you go b'shishim. That if you have 60 times the amount of the treif of kosher there, you could say it's kosher, you'll not eat it. If then you always have to be afraid that maybe it is meisim tam. Rashi says, Yisur is going b'shishim v'cholov, yamin b'mina yeh ben v'yisur, yeh. See, these are different klalim. Ravadi shishim, for sure it's mutter. The question is, if you have somebody taste it, sometimes it could even be mutter, even though it was less than shishim. That's if it would have a great tasting, although the kohen could taste it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Hahu hanu at moso diim lochei beresh kalusa." There were pieces of meat that were salted by Resh Kalusa. He was salting different pieces of meat. He had a lot of pieces of meat there. He was salting them. Yeah. And Beresh Kalusa, the Gidim Nasha, and they forgot to take out the Gidim Nasha. The Gidim Nasha was still inside them, and they salted the piece of meat now. So Shalom, what's the locha? So Ravina said the piece of meat is also, since he salted it, the Vaisai salting is called like Bishel. It's called like it was cooked up with the Gidim Nasha, and therefore the thing is also. Yeah, Ravina says also. Ravacha bar Ravashi, sure, he said no, it's mutter. He said it's mutter. Yeah, Tamar says, also shalom lamar bar Ravashi. Came to ask my Ravashi, what should we do? Omalu Abba, he said, Abba Shori, my father also said it's mutter. Omale Ravacha bar Rav Ravina, my daitcha, what's your reasoning? Like, what do you want to say it's also? Ravashi says, my daitcha, what do you want to say it's also? Atalei. If you're like Shmuel the Yoma, the Gemara says, the Yoma Shmuel says, Meliach Harei Kuraseach, that when you salt the piece of meat, you salt something, it becomes hot like you're cooking it up. Here also, since you salted this piece of meat with the Gidah Nosher inside it, it's like you cooked it up together, and therefore the piece of meat becomes Asa. That's Shmuel's Alacha. Who I didn't kovush, let's say you soak something. If you soak it, it's also the same thing. if you soak it, kovush, harek mavush, you tickle it, let it soak together, then also harek mavush, it's like you cooked it up. So therefore, kopron for ratio, salting it should be yasa. Rashi says also, Rashi says, kovush means b'chayim, that you like salted it, you soaked it in vinegar, the tavla spices. Yeah. Samura says, what? Shmuel says, Shmuel himself says, when do we say in the Mishnah Gida Nosh is also? If you cook up the thigh, only if you cook up the thigh. Avonitzlaboy, but if you roast it together, if you roast the thigh with its Gida Nosh inside it, Shmuel says, then Koil of Yechel. You're allowed to just cut off the meat, eat the meat, just leave over the Gida Nosh. Until you come to the Gid. So what's the Moskash Lechur that salting it can't be better than tzli than roasting it? But just like by roasting it, it does not spread. Adarab, we say the tam stays inside and you can eat the meat just not to get a nosher. So most kash lechur, the same thing as by salting also. Most maybe no. The chita, maybe you tell me no. Mike roser to come out. You know what Shmuel says, if you salt a piece of meat, it's cold like it's roser, like it's hot. Maybe it means roser to mevushel. Maybe it means to say it's mamish like you cooking it up. So then it would be good. Therefore, it would be also now this thigh, because you cooked up the Yiranosher inside it. So Moses says, no. For me, to call a kovush. Harei kimavushol, since Shmuel says that when you soak it in vinegar, that makes the kimavushol, mechalos approve to rasech the tzlikoma. That Shmuel first said, if you salt the meat, it's called kraseach, it's hot, mashma not like bishol, but only like tzli by roasting it. Mechalos to rasech the tzlikoma, mashma's only roasting it. So that's a kasha then. So what? He said he had this gira nosh, this piece of meat is also, it was only salted. So more says kasha, that's a good kasha. If you learn like that, that salting is only kitzli, then that's a good question. But I said the reason why they want to say it was also is because they held that no, that this roast, this salting, is mamash really kroser kitzli did the mepushal. That's why they wanted to say that it was also. Now the more says, Omer Rebbe Chanino, Tishayin Mishayrin Beroitiv Uvekefo Uvechatichos Uvekedero. When you're Mishayin something, Rashi says the Isso B'shishim. Let's say a piece of tray for meat fell into a pot of a pot of soup there, a lot of vegetables inside there. So what do we call 60 times against a piece of meat? So you Mishayin, the Gemara says Beroitiv with the water inside of the juice Uvekefo, that means the thick part in there, Chatichos, pieces of vegetables Uvekedero, the pot itself. Everything is included with the shishim against the piece of meat, the tray that fell in. Rashi says, "Kishayim misharin ista b'shishim asherin noisa shiyei by echem b'shishim baroitiv v'keifa v'chtichas v'gadera." The whole thing, keifa, Rashi says, that means dak shavos, the small pieces of meat on the bottom, the talvin spices that come on the bottom of the pot. So, kids, everything is included in part of the shishim to go against that ista. Ikadiyami, some say, what do you mean by the gadera, the pot? Some said the gedera atzma means also the size of the pot is also included. If I said there's tam inside the walls of the pot, so when you cook it up now, that tam comes out, so that's also included in the shishim to mevatol the tam of the isa. And so some say you mishayir with the thickness of the pot itself. And vikadiyami, some say no, but my debola gedera. We don't go after the thickness of the pot, but only if you know that you cooked up things before in the pot and how much was it absorbed in the pot. Rashi says, "B'may the bolik deira im reinu." If we see that kishenof al shom kodim shenis mayit, v'anam esharinu noisa liyachas shenis bashel lekumay shenof al shom v'yein beta shishim boy aindem kama bolik deira minaheta v'shkishenof al shom hoyeheta harbe. It's in Rashi learns a case like this: that let's say you put a piece of carrot in the soup, and then you took the carrot out. So you see how much the carrot became smaller when it was cooked than you first put it in. So that amount of difference for sure like went into the pot. So that's how you mishaya. You mishaya how much of the hetter you think actually went into the pot. So that's included within the 60 against the issa that falls in. That's called b'ma the bolt that what the ktera absorbed. Omer abavua, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol issa and shabbat Torah, misharinon, kilo hein botzo v'kaflot. He holds all these Sum Shabbat Torah, like you don't go boss a shishim, but you go boss as if it's boss with an onion, the kaflet. That's what he says. He has onions
or leaks. That's the way you do it. So let's see what Rashi say. He says the kolish nush, but there says levarik tekstun gira nosha. And after Mishnah says you go bosa and lefes. So Mishavim Nasim Rashi says kilu is as if the Easter is bosa is onions or kaflot or leek. Vilu hoy nois in tam bet, if it would have been like a real onion or leek, it would have given tam into the heter. Zesh nesbash li moisrin. Vachi sur le moslem between talking the case we can't taste it. Goyim in b'minoi, or else b'shemin le leki suray. V'yakati Rashi said li yisra kichos b'shishim. Like we didn't know yet we go bosa shishim. That's really we don't pass one like this Gemara. But so far we didn't know the klal of shishim. But so far he says you mishayir it as if it was the isra itself is onion or leek. How much tam that would give off into the heter? Om the Gemara says this. Om le Rav Abba le Abaya. So Rav Abba said back to Abaya. Le sharina b'papolim matavim. What's the why do you pick on an onion for? Why don't you pick on pepper and big spices? And then I'll say a sword. If it'll be enough for botlin, but those are real sharp stuff. So even a small amount is not bottled in 1,000. So how do you get the sheer punkt and onion? Want to take something sharp already? So he says no. Omele says sheer chom, the chom made a sheer, the chom made a sheer, an amount that the yay nice and tam be sur miyasim be bots bakafa. There's no real issa that gives off tam more than the tam of an onion or leek. So therefore they pick these two. Now Omele of Nachman says, you should know gid bishishim. That when Gid HaNosha is cooking up another piece of meat, if he has 60 times the amount of Gid HaNosha, it becomes Mutter. And V'yein HaGid Min HaMinyan, but you don't include the Gid. Mean to say you have to have 60 times of Heter, the amount of the Isser. And the Isser is not included. That's Halacha. Well, a small piece of an ounce of Gid HaNosha falls in, so you have to have 60 other ounces of Heter there, and then it becomes Mutter. What about Kechal? Kechal, Rashi says, that's the dodim of a behemoth. So it has milk inside it. So the question is, if you cook it up, it has bosa b'cholav, really. So there, if you cook up kechal, that's like the dodim, the breast of the animal, it has milk inside it. So there we say, it's bota b'shishim, kechal b'shishim, but there's like kechal min aminyin. You can include the kechal itself. Even though in the kechal there's milk, if you cook it up with other pieces of meat, you have to be afraid the milk comes out and gives time into the meat. But if you have 59 other pieces, the same size as kechal, so the kechal itself could be the 60th piece. And the reason is because the kechal itself is meat. It's only there's the milk inside it. So when that milk comes out, the meat of the kechal is like heter. So that's including the other 59 pieces together, it's like 60 pieces against the milk, and therefore it's mutter. That's called kechal b'shishim, kechal min aminyan. Beitza, let's say you have an egg. That's also, Rashi says, a beitz, an egg, from an oif tomei, and becomes bought another beitzim. So here the locher is beitza b'shishim, so he bought 60 other eggs, but here v'yein beitzim in a minyan. The beitz is not included in the minyan. You need 60 against it. That's also a kura poshe. Omer Reb Yitzha b'reid Rav Mesharshia, o g'chol atzma yosa, but you know the churl itself, the dodim itself, those there also, you can't eat. Rashi says, chol atzma, Rashi says, shereya bosa, noisim boitam. Vuloi nosan tam beboslo fi shemu toye. Visha bosa nosan boy tam. Minichal itself, that itself remains also. And what's the reason? Because as soon as you cook it up, like the milk inside makes it itself into an novella like. So chal itself becomes also. So in other words, the tam of the meat itself stays there. And it has the milk inside it, so therefore at the chal itself, the others itself, they become also. The Mora says, but v'nof l'gdeira, and therefore v'nof l'gdeira cheres oiser. So he gives off tamet to the other pot, and could ask the other pot, it's like bosa v'cholov coming out. And this is the Mora's question, Omer Rav Ashi, ki avina be Rav Kana, when Rav Bar Rav Kana asking Rav Kana questions like, e boilon, he had a question like this, ki misharinon b'didei misharinim, how will you mishayir? Let's say this kechal now falls into another pot of soup, let's say. So you have to have 60 against it. You say you have to have 60 against the whole volume of the kechal itself, or else maybe you have been mind enough with minei misharinim. You only have to mishayir how much comes out from it, that's all. How much is polit? How much tam comes out from the kechal? Rashi says, Eitzvichin shei beheter ele b'shishim, masha polat, that's what it spits out like.
the Amai the Yossi Kamon Labeg Deru Mishne Shadin Le Nabar, that the actual Kachal itself, that you're throwing away, that's not staying here. So who, that should not be part of the Cheshbon of the Yisra. Maybe only what comes out. That's the question. When you have to have 60 against it, 60 against what? Against the whole Kachal, or maybe just the Tam, the juice that came out of it. Samora says, Pshita for sure, Dibididei Misharin. Yes, you have to have 60 times against the Kachal itself, against the whole volume of the Kachal. Why? Because the Ibamai did nothing. If you only want to be Samach on what came out, the question is, Mindo Yadinon. We don't know. How do we know how much came out? We don't know how much came out. So therefore, we're not Mishayr against the time what came out, but rather we're Mishayr, you need 60 against the Kachal. So now the question is, so on the Miyatim, so we need 60 against the Kachal. So Nothla Kedera Cheras, if this Kachal itself fell into another Kedera, Lo Yeser. The Kur should not become also. And the Kur, all the time of it came out already and was bought up alive already. So Kur, why is the Kachal itself also? Rashi says, Elamayato. Hoyul of the day, Misharina, we value, we shot it up. About the Kachal itself, and so, Hoyifto Kule, the whole Kachal was bought already. Shalom Kalatma Tavshom. Tilavokhi, my boy Shishim Kamais Kule, if you don't consider the whole thing, got out already, so why do you have to 60 times against it? So since we're Mishari Bekuloi, so Rashi asked the question, and when it falls into another part, the Kurumor's question is, it should be Muta, Lo Yeser. Samara says, no, the Yisoid is that Kivin, the Yom Rem Yitzchak, Bered Rem Mishashio, U Kichal Atzmoy also, since he already said before that when you cook up the Kichal with other things, even though maybe it's Bottle Bread, the other things are Muta, but still the Kichal itself becomes also. And the Pshat is that Shavyu Rabbonin, the Rabbanan made this mamish like a chatichah de nevelo. The Rashi says, "Mevnei shebetchila neserachla nitzmak." That first, when you cook it up, the milk itself stays in the meat at the time of basa becholav there. So therefore, right away it's neser. On meyoz, Rashi says, "Shavu Rabbanin kichatichah tisa." The Rabbanan made it not like a whole chefta, the chefta di sura. Shiliyala masur, kadimir masisim is man shemakiroi. The kids of the Rabbanan made this Kachal as if it itself is Vada Yosa. Therefore, even though all the time of the milk goes out, but so what? The time of the meat itself is also like Nas Nevela. Therefore, it always answers even though it falls into another pot. That's the loch of the Kachal itself, even though one way we're a little bit makel, the Shishim against it, the Kachal itself is Min HaMinyan, but I call upon him Nageyat, the Kachal itself, it itself is Nas Nevela. And it itself is also. And even after it was bottle like the tam, it was in 60. In this part, when you take out the chal and put it into another part, then it's still asses. Because the chal, the meat of the chal itself, now with Rabbonim, Rashi has a shein nevela on it. And therefore it itself becomes a chticha d'isura. Now it says the word, the beitzah b'shishim. If you have a beitzah that came out of a knife of a treifa, so it's also the beitzah. So if you cook it up with 60 other beitzah, then the tam is muta. But Vien Beitzim and Aminyan, this Beitz is filling, it's not part of it. You can't have just 59 of this one. You have to have 60 that Tero, and then only the one the Yisra. So Moshe says, Oh, Malay Rav Idi Bar Avi Labayo, Lemeimer, what do you want to tell me? Dioivit time, what do you want to tell me? That when you cook up this Trefidic egg, it gives off Tam into the other eggs, and therefore if there's not Shishim against it, it becomes also. I, Varminchi, people say, Ki Maya Debeya Biyama. It's just like water, you don't taste anything. When you cook up the egg with anything else, it doesn't get any taste, because no taste comes out of the eggs. It comes out of an egg. So what do you say, it's Belrasim Tam like? Samara says, Oh Malay, Hocha B'mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, the Beitzes Afroyach. And I'm talking about there's a chick inside the egg. Rashi says, Shehabosa Noisim Tam. The Nevelahi. Hey, it's the chick itself, when it's inside the egg, it's called the Nevelah Tzasatit. That's the pshat over here. That tam goes off. So if you have 60 other eggs against it, then the tam is bottled in all the other 60s. But if you have less than that, then the tam goes out and it makes all the other ones awesome. Alright, we'll stop here.